97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, let me read you the beginning of this story. Americans are dropping dead from heart attacks at home at alarming rates, doctors warn. Researchers at Mass General Brigham, a Harvard-affiliated hospital, found that heart-related deaths had gone up 17% in the years following the COVID pandemic. And we don't have an exact number overall, but it's causing alarm for some cardiologists. We got one of the doctors joining us this morning. Dr. Fahmy Farah is joining us, a cardiologist. Doctor, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your time this morning. What do we believe is leading to this? Obviously, it happens since the COVID pandemic. Was it COVID? Was it COVID vaccine related? What do we think may be contributing to this?
I think there are multiple factors that are involved here. I definitely think that COVID, the virus itself, is playing a role because, you know, post-pandemic, this is the rise we're seeing, a sharp rise post-pandemic. And there was a study done following pandemic. It was a VA study that looked at more than a million subjects. And it noted that COVID was involved in increasing the rate of heart disease across the entire spectrum of cardiovascular diseases. So if I had to pin it on one thing, it would probably be COVID, but I think there's more than one factor in play here.
So what's your position then on any connection to the COVID vaccine? Because, you know, as a casual observer, not a health expert, and somebody who's hosted a radio show for the past 15 years, I've certainly noticed in the headlines an increase where it seems that otherwise young, healthy males are dropping dead of heart attacks on athletic fields and things like that in a pretty dramatic increase. Haven't there been studies that have shown that the vaccine has caused some problems in young males?
So when the vaccine first came out, and especially during the COVID, we did notice certain pathologies within young males that was called myocarditis as a result of the vaccine. While we saw a few of those cases, majority of myocarditis was still related to the virus itself. So yes, the vaccine itself did cause certain issues, but the number, the percentage of that was very low, which was in the realm of similar to other vaccines, such as the flu vaccine. So what I'm trying to say is that I don't believe that the vaccine itself is responsible for the sharp uptick we're seeing in heart attack. I do believe it's more related to the virus.
Well, okay, then what about lifestyle factors? I mean, have those changed? I know the article that I read introducing your subject today mentioned the fact that smoking marijuana or consuming edibles may add to that risk.
That is absolutely true. Yes, I do believe that lifestyle plays a huge role in this. As you mentioned, substance abuse such as smoking, we've known that it's a known fact. That smoking increases risk of heart disease. Now, marijuana has obviously gone up in its usage, even in the young population. And recent research does show that marijuana has a detrimental impact in the cardiovascular system. So, yes, I do believe that substance abuse such as marijuana, alcohol, and other types of drugs can affect that. And other forms of lifestyle changes as well. We know that during pandemic, people were going out less. They were not really going to the gym, staying indoors. So that sedentary lifestyle had really gone up, working from home. And so I do believe that played a role, like not exercising as much, not eating healthy, because a lot of foods were not even that available. And grocery stores, if you remember, like a lot of things were missing. So I think it's a wide array of factors that are affecting the statistics here.
All right. Well, Dr. Farah, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.